The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, go lucky, strike, be happy, go lucky, go lucky, strike.
On Decoration Day, we'll go and picnic by the sea and take along some Lucky Strikes for the LSMFT.
Take it from me, Lucky's taste better than any other cigarette.
If you want a cigarette that gives you deep-down pleasure, try Lucky Strike for better taste, for smoother, for good measure. Yes, sirree, Lucky's taste better than any other cigarette.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, go lucky, strike, be happy, go lucky, go lucky, strike today.
Friends, there's more smoking enjoyment in Lucky Strike, because Lucky's taste better than any other cigarette. Yes, better, and here's why. Fine tobacco, and only fine tobacco, always gives you a better tasting cigarette. And LSMFT, Lucky Strike, means fine tobacco. Fine, light, ripe tobacco that always gives you complete smoking enjoyment. So to get everything you want in a cigarette, smoothness, mildness, and far better taste, switch to Lucky Strike. Try a carton soon. You'll agree, Lucky's taste better than any other cigarette.
Be happy, go lucky, go lucky, strike today.
Remember, Lucky's taste better than any other cigarette.
The Lucky Strike Program, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis A., and yours truly, Bob Stevenson, pinch-hitting this week for Don Wilson.
Gentlemen, last week, Jack did his fourth television show in New York and is now back in Hollywood for his radio series. Many of you probably wonder how he keeps fit with such a strenuous schedule. So let's go out to Beverly Hills and see how our little star keeps in shape. Right now, he is standing in front of the radio doing his exercises.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Relax.
See, that was a tough one.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, before continuing, if you find that these exercises are bringing you good health and give you that great-to-be-alive feeling, show your appreciation by patronizing my sponsor, the Continental Steam Shovel Company.
Steam Shovel?
You haven't lived until you've built your own freeway.
Gee, that must be fun.
And now for our next exercise, which I will read to you from my book of health. First, fold your arms.
Uh-huh.
Now, bring your left wrist past your right elbow so that your right shoulder is in line with your left hip. Now, pull through with a twisting motion and loop around the lower end, thus leaving the right side free. Now, grab the free side, bring down under, pull back, raise to the center, and follow through, passing the left shoulder with the right arm.
Well, I made it.
Oh, heavens to Betsy. I picked up the wrong book. I just gave you directions for making a pretzel.
Oh, for heaven's sake, how am I going to get out of this? Rochester! Rochester!
Yeah, boss, did you... Boss, what happened?
Never mind what happened. Untangle me.
Where do I start?
Well, first straighten up my hair.
Where is it?
I'm standing on it.
Oh, yes. Mark, you're really twisted up. How did it happen?
I'll tell you later. Now, just straighten me up and for heaven's sakes, hurry.
Don't get excited, Mark. If I can get your head free, the rest of your body will snap back into place. Now, let me get a good grip on your head. There you are. All straightened up.
Thanks. I certainly... What was that?
Your nose. It was caught in your keychain.
Oh.
And now for the next exercise.
Oh, no, you're not going to get me again.
Well, maybe this exercise will do you some good. Why don't you try it?
I'm not taking any chances. I'll listen to it first.
To begin this exercise, stand erect and follow me. Put your arms down at your sides. Now raise your arms out from the sides until they're level with your shoulders. Now let them down. Now raise them up. Down, up, down, up, down. Faster, faster, faster. Up, down, faster, 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 faster. now conclude this lesson as your instructor just blew out the window.
Blew out the window?
Tomorrow's program will come to you from Capistrano.
Rochester, turn that off.
Yes, sir.
The last time I'll ever listen to that time. I'll get it. Be happy, go lucky. Be happy, go lucky. Strike, be happy, go lucky. Well, hello, Phil. Hello, Jackie. What's the matter, Phil? Don't you feel well? Well, I feel all right, I guess. Well, what's wrong? Nothing. Well, come on inside, Phil. Yeah.
Okay.
Here. Here, sit down.
Thanks.
Now, come on, Phil, tell me. What's wrong?
Well, I'd rather not talk about it.
Phil, don't keep it to yourself. Tell me what's wrong.
Remley's quitting the band.
Good, good.
Well, don't say that, Jackson. I'm hurt. Hurt to the quick.
But Phil...
Well, you see, Remley's been with me for so many years. He's grown gray in my service.
Wait a minute. Frankie's hair isn't gray.
Not his hair, his skin.
Oh, yeah, I noticed the grayness of the skin, but I thought he was just dusty. But then you had musicians quit you before. Why carry on like this?
Well, it wasn't just business between me and Frankie. Well, it was more than that. You know that it was due to Frankie that I first met Alice. It was at a party.
Oh, Frankie introduced you to Alice?
Not exactly. I saved her from falling when she tripped over him.
How romantic. Well, Phil, what's Frankie going to do? Is he going to join another band?
No. He's getting out of the music business completely. He's going to buy a farm with 100 cows.
Oh, then he'll probably make a living selling milk.
Milk? Is that what them cows give?
Certainly.
Well, let me get that phone. I gotta tell Remley.
Phil, let me handle it. Maybe I can get him to come back. I'll call Frankie. Hello, Frankie? This is Jack. Now, Frankie, how about you changing your mind and coming back to Phil's band? Huh? Yeah, it feels terrible about losing you. He's standing right next to me now, and he's crying. Oh, yes, he's really crying. Each tear has a little head on it. You will? That's fine. Goodbye. Phil, I've got good news. Frankie is... I can't understand. I only talk to him on the phone. Well, Frankie says he'll stay with your band.
Oh, joyous day. Hey, thanks, Jackson. I never could have believed you could have fixed...
Come in. Mary.
Hello, Jack.
Hey, how you, Liv?
Hello, Phil. Who hit you in the face with a glass of beer?
He's been crying. Mary, you're a little early. I'm not supposed to be at the doctor's office for an hour yet.
Doctor? What's the matter with him, Libby?
Well, Jack's going overseas this summer for the USO, and he has to get a checkup and some shots.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jack, I came a little early because I got a letter from Mama, and I thought you might want to hear it.
Well, so long, kids. I'll be running along.
Phil, don't you want to hear the letter?
I'll hear it tonight on the repeat show. So long.
So long.
So long. You got a letter from your mother, eh, Mary? What does the Yogi Bear of Plainfield have to say?
I'll read it to you. My darling daughter, Mary.
Oh, hold it a second, Mary. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Oh, hello, Dennis.
What do you want?
Dennis, you called me.
Oh, yeah. Say, Mr. Benny, the weather is so nice. How about you going to the beach with me?
Well, it's silly to go all the way to the beach, kid. If you want to go swimming, why don't you come over here and use my pool?
Oh, I'd rather go to the beach. All the people there are crazy about me. They think I'm a great comedian and I'm very funny.
They do?
Yeah. I went swimming last week and all the people at the beach stood around watching and laughing at me.
Well, maybe it's because you look funny in your bathing suit.
Oh, bathing suit! Well, how about going to the beach, Mr. Benny? Mr. Benny?
This is Mary. Jack's banging his head against the wall.
Oh.
And Dennis, I'm sure Jack won't go with you. He doesn't like the beach.
Well, if he won't come, I'll just take my dog, Prince.
Your dog?
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. You know, throwing a stick into the ocean and bringing it back.
Well, isn't that dangerous?
No, he can't throw it very far. Well, so long. See you soon, Mary. Mary?
This is Jack. Mary stuck her head in the bendig. Now, go look, kid. If there's nothing else, please hang up.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye. That kid gets sillier day by day.
Oh, he's not so bad.
He's not, eh? Then why are they getting Idiot's Delight to be his summer replacement?
I don't know. Now, Jack, you want me to read Mama's letter?
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
My darling daughter, Mary.
Hello?
It's me again, Mr. Benny.
What do you want now, Dennis?
Well, I forgot to tell you I didn't get my salary check last week.
You didn't receive your salary check?
No.
That's funny. I made it out like the others. Everybody else got theirs in the mail.
Well, did you mail mine with all the others?
Uh-huh.
Did you have my right address?
Uh-huh.
Did you mark the zone number next to the stamp? Oh, stamp! Now, cut that out! Stop already and hang up.
All right, goodbye, goodbye. Hey, Dennis, wait a minute.
Now what?
As long as you're on the phone, let me hear the song you're going to sing on the program.
Okay. I've had so many requests to sing my latest RCA Victor release, Mr. Mississippi.
Never mind the plugs on the phone. It's only us, and I don't buy.
The operator might.
Never mind. Just sing.
That's all.
A house, a little garden, be a faithful husband, though I be a trusting friend. Until I heard that steamboat coming around the bend. So I was born to wander, I was born to roam. And this way, Mississippi, made me feel at home. So I was born to wander, I was born to roam. And this way, Mississippi, made me feel at home.
Janice, that song sounded swell, even though it was over the phone. It'll even be better on the program when... I can't understand that kid. Every time I try to compliment him, he either hangs up or walks out.
My darling daughter, Mary.
What?
I'm reading Mama's letter.
Oh, I'm sorry, doll. Go ahead.
My darling daughter, Mary.
Come in. Well.
You know, Mr. Billy.
Mr. Pizza.
Hello, Mr. Kitzel.
Hello, Miss Livingston. I didn't mean to intrude, but I'm dropping in to all my friends to tell them the good news.
Good news?
Oh, good news. Next month, I am opening up a pet shop.
A pet shop?
Yes.
Say, that sounds interesting. What are you going to have in it?
Oh, all kinds of fishes, angel fishes, guppy fishes, and boys. Canary boys, parrots, parakeets, and cats.
Well, aren't you afraid that the cat will eat the bird?
No. Slim Cat, my partner.
Oh.
Mr. Kitzel, I think you'll be happy with a pet shop. It's a fascinating business.
I think so. You know, that was always my ambition. Ever since I was a boy, I made money raising rabbits.
Oh, you know how to raise rabbits?
With rabbits? What do you have to know?
Oh, I see.
And you know, this may sound hard to believe, but when I was a boy, also for a pet, I had a pig.
A pig?
Yes. And never did a pig love anybody like that pig loved me.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe he realized I'd never eat him.
Could be.
Well, Mr. Benny, if you ever in my neighborhood, pop in and look around.
I will. And Mr. Kitzel, lots of luck with your new business.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye. See, Mary, I hope his pet shop is a success.
So do I. Now can I...
Oh, yes. Your mother's letter. Go ahead, Mary.
Oh, look what time it is. You'll be waiting for the doctor.
Say, you're right, Rochester. Are you ready, Mary?
Anytime you are.
Well, let's go. And Rochester, you can have the evening off.
Yeah, thanks, boss. I already called my girl, too.